Om Shanti. 13th April 2019, Friday. Accumulate blessing with your elevated actions and elevated activities and situations like mountains will then be experienced to be like cotton wool. So today's slogan is accumulate blessings, do I, with your elevated actions and elevated activities and situations like mountains will then be experienced to be like cotton wools. We have heard many times the importance of blessings, and Baba said, if you want to have bliss in life, you need to have blessings from everyone. The first blessing that we need is our own blessing. And we receive our own blessing when we do elevated actions. The second blessing we need to have is blessings from God. When we follow His Srimad, we receive His blessings. When we follow the rules and codes of conduct, the maryadas of yajna, we automatically receive blessing. The third is blessings from ancestors. When we keep our character spotless, and when we follow all those things taught by Baba and all those examples set by our seniors, automatically we receive blessing from our ancestors. And then another is blessing from our juniors. When we give them sustenance of love, we receive their blessings. And then there is a blessing from our colleagues. When there is a harmonious relationship and there is no disturbance, no quarrel, no battle, in interpersonal relationships, we automatically get their blessings. And then we get blessings from the people whom we serve in whatever way. Those who do not know God, those who do not know themselves, to those who are not in Gyan, to serve them is a great source of blessing. Then we receive blessing from those souls, those Brahmin souls who are already in Gyan, but they have somehow lost the track of intense effort. Whilst living in this Brahmin life, there are some souls who are so much lost in seva that they have no time for self-churning. They have no time for gyan-churning. They have no time for very powerful yoga. And they are only focused on service. So there are some Brahmin souls whom we want to bring back on the path of intense efforts, because even Brahmins are in the grip of Maya. Those who used to do intense effort once upon a time, now there is not a trace of efforts in their lives. So such ex intense effort makers, you have to bring them back into the path of intense efforts. So then there are Brahmins who are lost in fashion, then there are Brahmins who are lost in sightseeings, and then there are Brahmins who are lost in media, in digital world. and in cheap entertainment of this world, worldly desires, worldly ambitions, or in the delicacies of food. For them, food is everything. When Brahmins were lost in all of these things, actually this is all the stage of sleep in one way. To bring them back, because all of these are those souls, those who know the importance of tapasya, but somehow they have got into such company that their friends are interested in all of these things. And they are wasting their time, the precious times of Brahmin life, in all the vain and the frivolous entertainment of this world. When it is the time of intense effort, the person is staying up late at night till 11 o'clock and wasting all the time, and then they are getting up at 4 o'clock for Amrit Vela. How can they have powerful Amrit Vela when they are so much busy in all other things? You automatically get less time for Purusharth, no matter how much busy one is in Seva. But that doesn't mean that you can, probably it is not the our busy schedule in service, rather it is the mind which is engaged in waste, which is responsible for downfall. Otherwise service will never cause downfall. It is the extra things which we are doing in service, extra words which we are speaking in service, extra unnecessary relationships, contacts, digital communications which we are creating in service, which is responsible for disturbance. And one thing, soul will never get any satisfaction in any one of these things. The real satisfaction of the soul is in getting situated in soul conscious form. The real satisfaction, the real content of the soul is to have a very strong, powerful connection with Baba. Unless and until one has got that strong connection with Baba, no matter what one does, everything will ultimately come to sorrow. On the surface, it might appear that somebody has done a great service, and because of that service, hundreds are profited. But this person himself is in loss. Though because of his service, many are getting profited, but he himself is in loss, because the real income is connection with Baba, because the real income is powerful yoga, because the real income is sense of contentment, because the real income is to be soul conscious. One is not soul conscious, one is not God conscious, one is has forgotten maryadas, and they are engaged in service. That service on the surface outside might appear it's doing great wonders, but those souls whom we are serving, on the surface they are looking happy, but has this gyan entered their hearts? Simply somebody is coming and liking the gyan or doing 7-day course, that's a very superficial thing at present. We have to create yogis. Have we been successful in creating yogis? There are people who come to our OPDs and they say that we are sevadharis. We are doing seva in Pandavan, in Gyan Sarovar, in Shantivan from last 6 months. But we cannot get rid of smoking, addiction. Now what sort of yogis they are? They are doing seva. They are not those who have come first timers, they have come for seva. But instead of coming for seva, they have not got rid of this addiction. I just told this addiction. This is a very, very superficial addiction of smoking. There are internet addictions. What about them? There are sensual addictions. What about them? Which are unmentioned. There are so many other subtle addictions of the soul that they are with Baba from a very long time, but the addiction is also going on at from the same time. So if they are taking one step forward, automatically they are taking one step behind. So one step forward of seva, one step behind of breaking the maryada. One step forward of staying up late at night. One step behind because missing Amrit Vela. One step forward because they have done some seva during the Murli time. One step behind because they have missed today's knowledge which Baba has given. One step forward because they have helped somebody, but one step behind because they have not churned Murli. Because there is silence is lacking in life. There is no solitude. There is no introversion. There is no discussion of knowledge anywhere seen. What is seen in the words is worldliness. Then what is the difference between the worldly people and we, except clothes and badge? Everything is same. If we are also doing the same thing what the worldly people are doing, there are people in the world who are social workers. Our service is not a social work. Very important. To open a hospital, to open an old age home, to open something like worldly people do, and we also do the same thing, then what is the difference between we and they? Ours is a spiritual social service. Ours is not simply social service. So there has to be a spiritual element to it. And spiritual element is the element of tapasya. And spiritual element is the element of tyag. Without penance, without tapasya, if somebody is doing service, I don't think that service is worth. If service is here, it should be preceded by three things. Before service, three things should come. If these three things are not there, this service may not be useful. Baba says tyag, tapasya and vairag. There has to be renunciation, there has to be penance, and there has to be disinterest in the world. Tyag, tapasya and vairag. Any seva should have these three elements. If vairag is missing in seva, somewhere it is only seva, like social service in the world. If tapasya is missing in seva, it is something like world. And if tyag is missing there, it is also like the worldly seva. So today Baba is saying accumulate blessing. So if these are the souls who are lost in all of these things, to bring them back to the royal path of intense effort is in fact the real seva. And these are the souls who are sleeping. The ones they come back to the original track, they will realize where they were. And then the blessings will come out from their heart. So, now this was the first question. From whom to get blessings? The second question is, how to earn blessing in Brahmin life? This is a very good topic. Okay. The first is to give blessings. How to earn duai? The first is give blessing and you receive blessing in return. Then, how do you earn blessing? Anuj, how do you earn blessing in Brahmin life? Blessing means, dictionary meaning, wishing someone good. Kalyan. that is blessing. So when you do elevated actions, when you do selfless service, when you do service from the heart, that time you receive blessing. When you do blessings, when you do work or service according to Srimad, then you receive blessing. When you do service according in soul conscious stage, then you receive blessing. When you receive, do service in God consciousness, then you receive blessing. When you serve somebody with a real true heart, not just to show off, then you really receive blessing. When you serve with humility, then you receive blessing. When that ego barrier is removed, and then you serve somebody, then you receive blessing. So blessing you receive only when it is done with a true heart. If it is done with a selfishness, just for the sake of show off, because others should see that I have done something great, and then they should praise me. And if they praise, and then I say, I am nothing, it is Baba who is doing. I am just an instrument. It's unconditional. When I do with unconditional, just as a mother, does mother ever say that her son is sick, and she is serving from, looking after him from 9 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, does she say, oh, my duty is over, now I am going. Now you take care. Her love is unconditional. There is no question of time there. So true love is timelessness. True love is unconditional. So to receive blessings, dua, serve with all your heart. Serve with all your soul. Serve unconditionally. Serve with a selfless spirit. Serve with zeal and enthusiasm. This is also very important. Somebody has come to our home. We are looking after them, but we are not interested in them. It's a force or compulsion, because we have been given the task or job to serve them. Suppose we are at home and some guests have come, and we are told by our senior, you have to look after those guests. I am not interested in them, but still I look after them. So they will also feel uncomfortable, as if they have been given a burden by coming. So blessings you receive when somebody goes out of his way and serves you. It is not your job, it's not your work. Still, out of the way one is going and serving, that's how you receive blessing. Then, how do we earn blessing in Brahmin life? Keeping balance. It's a very important thing. Balance leads to blessing, and then that leads to bliss. This is a triangle. Balance, bliss, blessing. So keep balance in everything. Don't go too much into anything. Ati sarvatra varjate. Too much of excesses, anything of excesses leads to fall. So keeping balance leads to blessing. What else? Belongingness, to give them feeling, to sustain somebody. This heart of sustenance is very important. When you sustain somebody with love, you receive their blessing. When you help somebody who has fallen down to rise up again, you receive their blessing. Somebody has gone in depression, there is no desire for anything in the Brahmin life, because they have seen so many ups and downs in the Brahmin life that they have lost the desire to help somebody to come out of this depression, is to receive blessing. One more is when somebody is sick physically, even to serve the person is a blessing. You receive blessing. You know, in our MBBS curriculum, during internship there was a practical journal, and in that journal one story was written. A patient is admitted in the ward, and doctor comes. He takes his rounds, writes his note and goes away. He is the boss whose treatment is going on. But he has no time, because he has just seen the patient once. And then the nurses are there, who also are looking after the patient for some time. And their housekeeping staff is there. And there is a small boy, or he's a newly entered intern for learning. But he's the only one who is interested in the patient. This was during the internship. So that story was written. So this intern who has just completed MBBS and has started his internship, and he is interested in the patient. He sits and talks with the patient. What are you? What are you? Where are you? Everything about his details. And doctors start feeling that it is he, this intern, the junior most person who has no knowledge of medicine. He is treating him. Because others are coming and going. They are on a flying visit. So they come and they go. So at the end of 7 days, the patient says, because of this doctor, this boy, I got okay. He is responsible. The rest, everything, they did nothing as if. Actually, what he did was, he received blessing just by winning over their hearts. So when you do work with all your heart, with all your might, unconditionally, and when you have good wishes for somebody, you will receive blessings from them. Or just sending vibrations of pure and positive vibrations, you receive blessings from souls. When you keep your heart clean for somebody, you receive blessing. When you speak sweet words, you receive blessings. Yeah? Empathy. When you have empathy, when you try to understand somebody, because every soul, there is so much sorrow in the world. There is endless sorrow in the world. Every soul is suffering somehow or the other. If you can alleviate that suffering slightly, you receive blessing. What else? Giving them time. This is very important. Listening them. Because nobody is interested in listening. What else? There's a beautiful story of a young man. He went with his father to a car shop. And there the young man liked one car very much. And he expressed his desire to his father that I want this car. And he knew that his father is in a position to give him the car. But the father said that I will give you the car once you complete your graduation. He said okay. And he started working very hard. And he worked very hard. Passed the exam. Got the graduation degree. And his father called him. And he went to his father. And his father gave him a gift of a small box. He was so unhappy because he did not want such gifts. And he opened it and he found it was a Bible. And he said, this is what the old man is giving me, Bible to read. And he was very unhappy. He said, he didn't say anything, but he just dropped it there. And he never came back. Later on, he got married. He had his wife. He went to some other, staying somewhere, some other place. But he was always unhappy that his father just gave him a box and it was just carrying a Bible, though he had promised for a car. But he never gave them car to him. And he was my father was always like that. He never gave me anything in his life. And then later on, after many, many years, his father passed away. And then he came back home to collect all the documents and everything. And whilst doing that, he saw that box and that book which was inside, the Bible. He took that Bible and just about to open it, and suddenly the key fell from that Bible. And it was written there, paid in full. While he nurtured hatred for his father for so many years, because his father never fulfilled any one of his wish, and that was a sincere wish which he had expressed, and it was written the name of the shop dealer and the keys were there, and it was written paid in full. So he started crying. So that was a blessing in disguise, but the son missed it. So, even when somebody does a slightest thing for us, we should not take things for granted. We see in medical setups that there are patients, even if you do slightest for them, they express so much thankfulness
And there on this other side, there are others who are ready to blame all the time. This is so common. But there are others, you give them slightest thing. So these are very positive outlook. And actually these are the persons who get cured very fast. Because everything they see, everything positive, positive everywhere. There's a group, they see everything negative. And it's difficult for them. Because that negative thinking causes blockages in the brain. And that stops them from healing. So these are a few things about blessing. I'll read once more. So today's slogan from Sakar Murli: accumulate blessing, duai, with your Sreshta Karma, elevated actions, elevated activities, Sreshta Chalan, and situations. So when you do this, no matter what situations comes in life, like mountains, they will be experienced to be cotton wool, rui. From pahad, from mountain, they will turn into cotton wool. Om Shanti.